This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health, now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What is the vaccine mandate endgame? Yes, I know I'm jumping the Marvel Comics shark by using that term endgame, but that's a question I've got to ask now as I'm watching the ridiculosity climb to ever higher levels as the son of now a friend of ours who was on the show, Jill Wheeler, the mother of Ethan Lindenberger, her son, now 18, you know, was I don't know how I'm alive, right? Apparently he did get a couple of vaccines early in life. But anyway, he's been called on to appear at the Senate hearing. Is that what I'm hearing, Super Don? Little Ethan Lindenberger.
Ethan's going to Washington. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Yeah, he's
wow. You know, a naive 18-year-old rebelling against his family is now the level at which Congress is going, hey, yeah, let's get him in here to testify with a couple of so-called vaccine experts. Is this the one with Hotez or the Hotez one, Hotez California one happened today? Do you know? I just can't keep up with it.
I'm not sure. Somebody. What I saw,
yeah,
what I read was that he was going to be testifying along with two doctors or something.
We got to get more than that. This is lame. I mean, really, this is just so sad. And, you know, part of me is not, I really don't care at the same time. I know a lot of people are engaged and interested, and I know why. But I'm asking this question about the end game. What is the vaccine mandate end game? Because it is clear as any crystal could be, the clearest of crystal, that the people who have woken up and see through the vaccine charade, in other words, they know there are no double-blind placebo-controlled studies to determine or validate safety or efficacy. Or even without that, even let's pretend there were, it wouldn't matter for those families, those moms and dads out there who have children who were healthy and vital and developing and then reversed from a mild to a severe scenario into the autism spectrum or otherwise, neurological issues, and witnessed it. It wouldn't matter that you have the double-blind placebo-controlled studies that you don't have, right? You pro-vaccine sycophants. It wouldn't matter because they've seen with their own eyes. What are you going to do? Are you going to imprison them? Are you going to remove their freedom of speech? Are you going to remove their vocal cords? Are you going to rip out their vocal? We will revoke their ability to go on the internet. If Facebook doesn't stop this nonsense with allowing people to discuss vaccines in unofficial ways, not approved by any government agency, media agency, or pharmaceutical conflicted agency. What's the end game? I'm serious about this. Because you know that none of those people that are already in the camp of, vaccines did that to my kid, they ain't nothing you can do to change my mind. So what is it? Are you willing now to jail parents? Are you going to take their children by force? Well, right now we see we're taking naive almost children, like Ethan Lindenberger, and we're parading him up on Capitol Hill as evidence that parents out there are denying children their right to be injected with toxic medicaments that have no place in a baby's bottle. I'm not making this up. That's what's happening. Did you find out who's going to appear with Ethan?
The only thing I've been able to see, yes, is it says here, this is from CBS News, he'll be testifying alongside John Weissman, Washington State Secretary of Health, John G. Boyle, President and CEO of the Immune Deficiency Foundation.
John G. Boyle on my butt. All right, go ahead.
And two pediatric medical experts is the only thing that they're saying.
Okay, so it wasn't the Hotez one. All right.
No.
Two pediatric medical experts. And then this Ethan guy gets to go up there. He is so... You know, this is where... hold on. I'm going to use two words that are very offensive. Useful idiot. Useful idiot. Now, I bring this up, and I changed the title of today's show, as you saw that, Superdome, before we went to air. Because Hotez, California... When and in response to his testimony, whatever he did afterwards, he was confronting angry parents, apparently, and called them useful idiots. As I said, useful idiots. He said it first. And what does that mean, useful idiot? It means you obviously you don't know what you're talking about, and people are using you for another purpose. And he called them useful idiots for, like, the anti-vaccine, wasn't brigade, but maybe lobby, like we have a lobby. Like an official lobbyist, which I don't think we have. It's just a bunch of people that want to speak out and retain the freedom to say no to medical interventions, bodily autonomy, family sovereignty. These concepts that are found in the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution that are violated repeatedly by those who worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, vaccine or vaccinology denomination. Useful idiot. So, parents, moms and dads, mama bears, papa bears, who are defending their children from the dangers of these things, are called useful idiots by Hotez. Now, where is this lobby? Where is this concerted effort? Where is all the money coming from? We don't even have a lobbyist that I'm aware of. But Ethan, on the other hand, very naive, let me just say that, loving the spotlight, apparently, as we talked about, even with his mother the last time when she was on, is a useful idiot at this point. I'm sorry that I have to be this mean. I don't want to be. I mean, his mother, Jill, is a wonderful woman, and she's done her level best. But he's 18. He's an adult. If my son was doing this, I would call him a useful idiot. He wouldn't, but if he would, that I would say the same thing. Just so you know, I'm going to be consistent here. But he's being used as a tool and a stooge for a propaganda campaign to get Americans to gang up with the full force and fraud that is the government today and violate your right to freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of what? Association, perhaps? To basically say, you know what? We don't worship at your church. Because that really is the issue here. This is a separation of church and state. Now, I would call it a separation of medicine and state, but it ain't medicine. It's church, it's religion, it's cult. A cult-like devotion in the sacrament of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. I was mentioning, I think before we went on the air here, Forrest Moretti had a little, you know, he's got a book coming out. Very interesting book coming out that could put to bed all of the garbage that the so-called pseudoscientists are pro-vaccine. They're not going to like to read. And so one of the people responding to Forrest, because he said, he quoted Robert Hutchins, he says, it must be remembered that the purpose of education is not to fill the minds of students with facts, it is to teach them to think, if that is possible, and always to think for themselves. Amen, Robert Hutchins. And amen, Forrest, for putting that out. Because it isn't about the facts, it's about your ability to think critically. Because if you're told, this is the fact, this is the fact. This was my government school indoctrination, Superdon. I don't know if you remember it. A bunch of disparate facts, never connected, never with meaning, never with purpose, never to acknowledge, hey, this is why this fact, this occurred. No, we don't want you to know that. Just this fact happened. Don't think critically about any of it. Don't ask questions. Because we need automaton robots. We need you to accept whatever we say, the officials in government, medicine, and media. And that ain't happening here. It ain't happening anymore for the parents of vaccine-injured children. So Forrest put that in response to Mary Beth Miotto, M.D. That's why, and she said, yes, absolutely. That's why we reject your hashtag pseudoscience. Solid education teaches the hashtag scientific method, and advanced education teaches hashtag statistical reasoning. Science education teaches critical review of evidence. Hashtag vaccine science is peer reviewed. Your MO is fear reviewed. Hashtag we vaccinate. That's Mary Beth Miotto, MD. So I responded very kindly. Where's the double-blind placebo-controlled study showing evidence of safety and efficacy for any or all of your precious sacrament in your church of pharmaceutical mysticism? You have a hashtag vaccine religion or hashtag scientism. We don't worship at the same church as you, Mary Beth. Don't let them get away with calling what they do science-based or even evidence-based. Because if there are no peer-reviewed studies that are placebo-controlled, they don't have their gold standard, and they don't like when you point that out. And then Forrest responded to mine and said, brutal. Well, I'm not playing Mr. Nice Guy here, but we've got to call it like it is. And so what is their end game? I asked the question. Those of you who are afraid of what's going to happen at the Washington, D.C. level, is it that they're trying to basically establish that totalitarian medical police state at the federal level, like they've done in California, and they're trying to basically do in a number of other states? And at that point, how far does it go? Not just you can't go to school, you can't have private school, you can't homeschool, but we now will forcefully inject you, and if you don't agree, we will put you in prison and take your children. The violence that they are threatening upon you will elicit an end game that results in what? Inevitability. If you remove all peaceful means for resolution, you are left with one thing only, violent revolution. This is not me calling for it. I'm just acknowledging that if you don't know anything about history, when you remove all potential for nonviolent means of discussion to reach some kind of a conclusion that there's peaceable ability to live together, if they're not willing to go there, their inevitable outcome, their end game is that they want to elicit you to react and respond violently. And I will tell you, that level at which the Second Amendment comes into play is when they start threatening forceful violence on your children and you. Adult mandates, anybody? Ethan Lindenberger is a useful idiot here. Government vaccine mandates. There are contaminated vaccines as well. You see, the thing is, Super Don, I don't even want to go into whether vaccines are good and right and bad. It's not even an issue of that. It's about the fact that the vaccine sycophants, the pro-vaccine leftists, and some if you're in the right, are communists. They are by definition because they don't believe in individual liberty. They believe you're a community. And that if you don't do what the community wants you to do, we can sacrifice you. In fact, if you do what the community wants you to do, you could be sacrificed. Oh, we didn't mean that you, it was one in a million. Of course, if it's one in 10,000 and it's yours that is that one, is it really one in 10,000 or one in a million? It's one in one. What is their end game, folks? I want to hear from you. What do you think their stick? What do they want? Really? Don't tell me they want to vaccinate you. What is their end game? Get back to me on that. We'll be back on High Blood Pressure Medicine next.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, I did some CBD. I didn't do that for high blood pressure. Although some of your blood pressures might be elevated after the opening there, talking about endgame. And this is, to borrow from, I guess, the name of that new Marvel movie. We should be thinking about that. Thinking from the end. Right? Go to the end. What is the logical conclusion of where they're going with these so-called hearings on the federal level? Sheila Jackson Lee in Texas going, yeah, we need to stop the misinformation, disinfo. You know, Sheila Jackson Lee, do you hear anything? And I'm not a racially focused guy, but a lot of people lead with race. What about the whistleblower at CDC? Does that matter to you that African-American males given the MMR shot on time or early are more likely to suffer with neurological degradation, including autism? Does that bother you at all? No. You are a pharma. Well, you know what? I'm not going to use the W-H-O-R-E word. I won't say it. But for now, let's move on to other pharmaceutical disasters. How about high blood pressure medicines? Yeah, approved by the Fear and Death Administration, FDA. Links are up in the show notes, by the way, folks. Go to robertscapell.com. See all the articles that we are covering, the varying levels of degrees in the ins and outs of, to give you perspective that nowhere else in the mainstream media or even in talk radio will you get. We covered this a while back. High blood pressure medicines were found to contain certain ones, cancer-causing impurities. Well, even if they didn't have these things, I would argue that these drugs do indeed have an impact in terms of causation and cancer. When I say that the third leading cause of death is modern medicine and their FDA-approved drugs, if it doesn't outright kill you instantly, then it could be slowly over time. And then the number one and two leading cause of death, neck and neck, heart disease and cancer caused by drugs and doctors as well. And I don't know what Luke Perry was on, 52 years old from Beverly Hills 90210. Now he's on Riverdale. And he had a massive stroke, and again, I know there are a lot of fans of his out there. I never watched 90210. I don't watch that Raven. What did I say it was called? Raven? What's the show name that he's on now?
Raven?
Is it my Riverdale?
Oh,
Riverdale. It's like
Riverdale.
Archie and Jughead, but taking a sinister turn. I think I know about that.
Oh,
but anyway,
really?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's
never
what it's based
it.
On those comic books, but a darker version of it apparently. So, you know, was he on blood pressure medicine? Was he? I don't know. I just bring that up because it was a stroke, and then we talk about high blood pressure, right? So you could be on these blood pressure medications, and they already found two impurities that lead to cancer. Now they found another nitrosamine in the drug Losartan potassium tablets. This is distributed by Camber Pharmaceuticals, and we've already talked about this, and now they found a third one. The FDA.
Can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine the guys at whatever pharmaceutical company sitting in the boardroom, and they're like, sir, we have some bad news. there's a third one now. I mean, these guys can't win. They, you know. Now, from what I understand, these impurities are coming from some, you know, batch of stuff that was made or is being made, probably not anymore, in like some other country or something. So, and they're blaming it on, oh, well, you know, it was the stuff that was made in India or something, right?
Well, that's comforting because a lot of these drugs and vaccines come from China. They're talking about reusing materials and solvents that end up creating carcinogenic materials. Now, it's bad enough that all drugs are toxic by definition to varying degrees. Now they found, well, this was the unintended toxins. The other stuff is okay. The FDA approved everything else, but those nitrosamines, we didn't really want them there. Scott Gottlieb has come out and said, this is a concern. We're deeply concerned. Really? You're deeply concerned? You are responsible for approving what is the third leading cause of death in America. I find that to be unconscionable. Anybody that heads the FDA and doesn't shut it down immediately, in other words, all of these drugs, you're part of the Holocaust, the pharmaceutical drug Holocaust every year. As little as 100, few as 106,000 Americans. What else? What dietary supplement is in that category? If one person dies from a dietary supplement, it's front page news, congressional hearing. You know that? You got nitrosamine carcinogens on high blood pressure medication. There's no congressional hearings. They send a warning letter. Hey, clean up your act. But we want those drugs on the market as fast as possible. Look at what they did to Dr. Frank King, our buddy. Homeopathic remedies with so-called, they said there was something in the water. Nobody got sick. Nobody got sick. And, you know, they pretty much shut him down and said, yeah, all your products recalled. Start over. Do they do that to the drug industry? Not typically. This is not a level playing field, folks. The United States of Drug America, unfortunately, is alive and well. The United States of America, dying a drug-induced death, whether it be blood pressure medicine or the vaccine church. Folks, let me know what you think. What are they after? Is it really about vaccination, or is it really about the destruction of freedom by medical means? Remember, the doctors were the ones that did the experiments in Nazi Germany. What really has changed in 2019?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
They're searching for any survivors of the killer tornado that slammed into Lee County, Alabama. At least 23 people have died. Sheriff Jay Jones.
We've been talking with family members and residents in the area trying to get a count of how many individuals that we're looking for. But again, our efforts are concentrated on that. We have K-9 teams coming in from all over the state of Alabama and from the state of Georgia.
Donald Estes says he was terrified.
I just watched it just suck the clouds in and everything, and heavy wind and everything. And then we ran inside, and after that, it was just a lot of debris flying.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says his committee is beginning investigations of President Trump in the Russia probe. President Trump says he is innocent and that people are persecuting him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Scott Belcher.
Cranking it up 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. This is already our second broadcast day of the week, even though most of y'all start on a Monday. We can't wait that long. There's too much going on. Go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts. Also, sign up for, what do you call it when you sign up to be a subscriber for our YouTube channel? Is that right?
Yeah. What you do is you hit subscribe.
Yeah,
and then that will put everything that we do in your YouTube feed, but also next to the subscribe button, there's a little bell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ironically, right?
Ironically, bell. Yeah.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the bell. What that does is that will notify you. You'll get a notification on your computer, on your phone, right, or whatever, every time that we go live or we upload a new video. You'll get a notification. So if you don't want to miss a live show, click on the bell so that you get the alerts on the YouTube channel. And that way you'll never miss an episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wow, it's so difficult, Super Don. Do you think people will be able to do it?
I have faith.
Okay.
I do.
I don't think Sheila Jackson Lee can figure it out, but everybody else will be okay. Maybe Ethan will come around Lindenberger after the spotlight shows and he's burnt out.
You know, I wanted to say that, look, I understand what you're saying about useful idiot. Yeah, you know, usually I'm the one pushing the envelope. I know, but, you know. But to me, I think he's starstruck is what it is. Mm-hmm. I think he's just like, oh, my goodness, look at, you know, I'm 18. Mm-hmm. I remember being 18 once. Yeah. Long time ago.
Yeah.
And I, you know, if I were 18 and suddenly I had every news station and newspaper in the world banging on my door, calling me, you know, want to do interviews on Skype. If I had a Senate committee invite me to Washington to tell my story, holy cow, man. I mean, suddenly you feel like somebody really important, right?
Yeah.
And so I think he's just starstruck at this point. I didn't get the impression during the interviews that he was a jerk. You know what I'm saying? He disagreed with his mom.
Right.
He felt very strong. He had an opinion, and 18-year-olds always have strong opinions.
Yes.
And it's just that they've lured him into this trap of being a superstar and a celebrity to where, you know, now he's just regurgitating the same story over and over and over. Now, where it goes from here, I don't know. Maybe he'll become the next Paul Offit or something. I don't know. We don't know. You know, at this point, it's an unfortunate thing. But I think he's just, I don't think he knows what he's doing.
Right.
I'm giving him maybe too much benefit of the doubt. But that's the way I feel.
Somewhere in between, we'll figure it out. And again, I appreciate what Jill Wheeler, the mom, is going through. We had her on. And she is for real. She is sincere. We're still getting comments. This is all fake. No, it's not. You know, this is how people are taken advantage of, and how one civil discord, perhaps within a family, can result in a global impact. You know, it's kind of wild to think about it. If you think about all the times, Super Don, you disagreed with your kids when they became teenagers and they're 18, and then suddenly one of your kids gets spotlighted for disagreeing with you on the news media around the world. I mean, that's as strange as can be, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be pretty frustrating. But, you know, again, major props to mm-hmm. the mom in this situation, because she's handling this very well. It shows that she loves her son no matter what, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they may disagree on this stuff, but at the end of the day, they're still able to get along, and there's not a knockdown, drag-out going on, it seems, anyway.
Right. But again, what really set me off is Hotez calling the moms of vaccine-injured children useful idiots. That just doesn't fly here. And we're going to continue talking about this as we go on through the days, weeks, and months ahead. But remember, y'all, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is here. And your ultimate weapon is not even a gun, not even a firearm. As much as I defend the Second Amendment, your right to defend yourself. But the first order of business is withdrawing consent. And there was a beautiful presentation at the ACIP meeting. I think I shared on social media. I don't know if you saw it, Super Don. A woman was like, we do not consent. We do not consent. Very powerful message.
I heard about it.
Yeah. Very powerful message. But we do consent to y'all asking me questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay, we got a new one, and it's sort of a follow-up as well. This is from our friend Kim. Kim says, RSB, friend woke up 2 weeks ago with Bell's palsy on the right side of face. Now with extreme ear pain, tinnitus or tinnitus, depending on how you pronounce it. And diagnosis of TMJ. Prescription pain meds are not touching the pain. I took her CBD this weekend. She did not take the pain meds that night, but took a total of 10 CBD, 15 milligrams, over the course of 12 hours during the night. And it apparently didn't help with her ear pain, so she didn't get any real rest. Any advice? No. No advice. We do not do advice here. Kim, love you, but we don't do advice. We do information. Education, you get to decide what to do with it, but it's not advice. Is it typical to need more CBD dosage than that to overcome extreme pain? Well, in answer to your question, yes and no. Sometimes CBD is inadequate for extreme pain management. And this is where I would expand the cannabinoids and say, you know what? CBD and THC, or even more THC, might be more appropriate in a case like that. We don't know definitively, but I will add this into the mix. Kratom. Kratom in combination with CBD, and I have personal experience with my son who had dental extractions, the wisdom teeth removed. No painkillers. Well, I mean, they injected the thing, right? But afterwards, right, you normally follow up with painkillers. And he's like, CBD and kratom. So kratom may be missing from your friend's recovery and pain management, safely, if you will. So there, I'll throw that on you. She is on steroids and painkillers. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. She does not like being on the prescriptions, open to more natural healing. So again, there's my reference point, as well as Arnica. You can get Dr. King's, if it's available soon, Advanced Arnica or Advanced First Aid should be coming out. We're going to talk to Dr. King about the rollout. I believe his Candida formula and his allergy formulas are rolling out first again here in the new year. P.S., Kim says, as a follow-up to our previous conversations regarding my two-year-old son who has febrile seizures, the CBD has worked wonders. First seizures we gave CBD cut time in half. Last few instances, no seizures, as we now give the CBD at the first symptoms of the illness. Thank you for your platform to share information and teach us how to heal ourselves. Best, Kim. Well, God bless you, Kim. That's what we're here for. Super D, that right there, you know, get a gold star right there, because she was able to work with a dietary supplement. Shh, don't tell anybody. Not a drug. And the company that makes the dietary supplement didn't say that it's for that. And so she had the freedom. She dug deep. She researched. She heard information. And she decided of her own accord, with her own, you know, ability, and probably her husband as well, we're going to do this for our child because these drugs ain't working. And this is happening time and time again. Why do they need an increasingly draconian medical police state where you don't have the authority on your own to care for your children without approval by state-sanctioned religious medicine? Why? Well, if you're not buying their stuff, you're buying somebody else's, and they can't have that. So you can grow your own. That's a whole different level of freedom, perhaps. But, Kim, thank you for that. That's great news. Great news on the CBD front. And, again, I'm still waiting to hear from my friends, Jackie, you know who you are, and John, about the kratom. I'd love to get that out to a wider audience here on this show because of the benefit I've seen in my family. And I think in a case like this, Super Don, kratom would be amazing.
Yeah, well, I get it now while you still can, because I don't know if you've seen this, Robert, but they're really cranking it up on the kratom. I saw an article last week where they're saying, that the poison control has just been inundated and overloaded and swamped with all kinds of people calling about kratom. So, yeah, listen, they started that thing, I think, like a year ago when we first started covering that, how they're really trying to go after kratom, because they want to put a notch in their belt and say, we did something about the opioid epidemic, which is completely stupid.
Yeah, kratom. Yeah, exactly.
That's saved people. That's gotten people off of opioids. But, yeah, you're right, though. A lot of people use that for pain management. It's very successful.
Yeah. So, you know, I could be disgusted, and from time to time I am, with a medical Americanus bubicanus that says, the FDA says so, right? But there's enough of you out there to cause a big stink, so to speak, a good stink, I shall say, that they won't be able to run roughshod as easily as they once were able to. And remember, folks, if they try to do it at the federal level, just like with cannabis, the greatest example in the 20th and then in the 21st century of how the 10th Amendment works. So one of the other things I want you to do is sign up for alerts from the 10th Amendment Center, 10thamendmentcenter.com, or they also have a YouTube channel that I would urge you to also subscribe to. They probably have a little bell there, too, and you can also get updated on that, because I think that could be another ongoing, let's say, more localized battlefield, as should the vaccine issue be, not on the federal level, but at the state and local level. And that's why I might be going to the Capitol tomorrow and speaking. We'll see, Super D. Now, we do have news from Gottlieb. FDA head reveals new details about agency CBD regulation plans. In fact, I read this whole article, and I didn't see any new details. I was like, there's no detail here. You're looking at it. That's what we learned. We're looking at it. The Farm Bill said this. We're looking at it. How is that a new detail? Am I wrong? Did you see a new detail about the CBD regulation from Scott Gottlieb and the FDA?
We're going to think about it. We're going to get back to you. Sometime in April, there's going to be maybe a thing, and we're not sure, but it's going to do something about the stuff that was in the Farm Bill.
Right, basically.
Pretty much, he's putting together, he's forming a working group.
A working group, yes.
Comprised of agency experts to inform him on regulatory options for CBD. So Yeah. They just don't know what to do with it at this point.
Let's find out how we can take away your freedom to have it. That's basically what they're going to try and figure out. Do we have a loophole in this farm bill that we can get around the CBD freedom? Huh? He says CBD could potentially exist in a high concentration pure formulation as a pharmaceutical product and also exist at a different concentration as a food product or dietary supplement. Why? Because they want to preserve the incentive to study CBD as a drug. That's it. Profit motive. That's it. It's not about the health of the people. It's not about freedom. It's not about accessing things that can help you right now. It's about if we allow you to have access to CBD totally, then the drug industry will not have incentive to turn it into a drug. There you go. FDA working for the people? No. Working for the industry that has captured it. Gottlieb, chief pharmaceutical douche among them at this point, Super Don. Not parsing my words here. So, in the meantime, hey, go get some CBD. And just like our friend Kim, it works extraordinarily well. And when it doesn't, at the very least, with pain, it can take you out of the anxious state, the anxiety that is added on top of the pain. It makes it even worse. At the very least, it'll take that down. I know I've seen it. But remember the kratom. Remember homeopathy. Remember essential fats as well. And remember silicon for your brain and nervous system to normalize it. And silver when necessary. All right, folks. Taco sauce for dinner, lunch, and breakfast next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Speaking of taco sauce, I just had an incredible chili. I didn't get chili. I ate some chili my wife made. Please, quick, contact Erin Burnett, or what's her name over there at CNN? My wife made me dinner.
Erin Burnett, yes.
Yeah, Erin Burnett. Your wife wasn't put on this earth to make you chili. Well, she decided to make me chili. What are you going to do?
Sometimes they like to make chili. I mean, come on.
And that's a spicy chili. I was a little sweating when I ate it. It was so good.
And it's not that we don't appreciate it either. So,
of course.
Geez.
Of course.
Right?
We're only boorish males occasionally. So, we're going to get to living off a spicy taco sauce in a moment, but there are upcoming events, Super Don. We need to let our audience in radio and on YouTube, they probably already know it, but on radio maybe they should hear it and find out how to learn more about it.
Well, here we are in March. Today was the first day of the Thyroid Reset Summit, so you still have time to get plugged into that. It's free and online, so you can just go over to robertscottbell.com. And you can see what I'm looking at right now on the upcoming events page. The Perimenopause Summit is starting on March 18th. Mm-hmm. Then you will be in Denver, Colorado on March 29th and 30th at the NoCo Hemp Expo, talking all things hemp with our friends from the Hemp Roundtable and CB Sciences, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then in April, going to Canada, Toronto, Canada, April 12th through 14th, Total Health 2019. Then we've got the Chronic Lyme Disease Summit. The Chronic Lies Summit will be in Washington, D.C. if you want to go and attend that. Autism One will be May 22nd and 26th. And then Advanced Medicine Conference, you don't want to miss that, Saturday, May 25th and Sunday, May 26th. Still have an opportunity to get some discounts on some tickets, so head on over to robertscottbell.com to the upcoming events page and get plugged in.
Now, I don't know if this is on the order of the Tide Pod Challenge, but if somebody said, hey, I've got these packets of taco sauce from Taco Bell, I want to see if you can live on them for the next 5 days. How many would go, oh, yeah, let me do that. I'll do that. I'll do that. And apparently that's not what happened here. A guy, evidently, I don't know, did he get wrecked into a snowbank and got snowed in and then was stuck with his dog?
Well,
What happened here?
Just some insight here. This where this happened is just a couple hours away from where I am.
Okay.
And we had a horrendous snowstorm come through last week, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And so this guy here was on one of those Forest Service roads, and he got stuck in the snow. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, if you think you're having a bad day, you don't want to go through what this guy went. He was stuck in the snow for 5 days with his dog, and the only thing he had in his truck were some Taco Bell hot sauce packets.
Hot sauce.
And so he basically survived on hot sauce packets for five days. Now, apparently he did fine. He managed to be able to run the truck periodically in order, you know, to have heat.
Yeah.
And he got rescued. But, dude, man, 5 days. Now, I brought this up with you this morning. I fully expected you to criticize this man for not having organic hummus in his truck instead of having hot sauce packets. But we looked up the ingredients of the hot sauce packets from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And, I mean, not 100% perfect by Robert Scott Bell Show standards, but not too bad.
You won't die in 5 days on that. It's mostly food and spices.
Right.
Couple of ingredients. I mean, there's yeast in it, which would be...
Yeast extract.
Which is probably a form of MSG. Not great. A little bit of an excitotoxin. There is dextrose, sodium benzoate. But, again, I've seen worse. Let's just say that. And he's going to live. I don't know if his dog, I wouldn't feed my dog that hot sauce. I mean, you think what would happen in that car. I'm just thinking, they probably melt the snow and drink it.
I just want to know what kind of a dog was it. Because wouldn't it be funny if it was a chihuahua, right?
Yeah, why would that be funny? Oh, Hikaru Taco Bell.
The Taco Bell dog, right?
I thought you were going with the St. Bernard. Wouldn't it have been funny if it was a big St. Bernard with a bottle, you know, big barrel under it?
Well, listen, if you're stuck in the snow for 5 days, a St. Bernard would be great because you wouldn't have to worry about getting cold, right?
That's true.
Well, we're glad he's okay and everything ended up all right.
Yeah, Jeremy Taylor is his name, I think?
Yep.
Yeah, Jeremy Taylor and his dog, Ally, or Allie.
Yep.
Wake Butte, Oregon. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show next hour. We're going to go and do some advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Is measles the new Red Scare? Great article by our friend at GreenNet Info, Sayer G. Chemical pollutants in the house and infertility issues with dog and man. We got another question of the day, too, and nutritional psychiatry on tap. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.